It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Well, hiya, champ. Thanks so much for downloading the 269th edition of the Lane Mitchell Show weekly podcast. Highlights from the past week's shows, and every now and then we throw a little Sonic session your way as well. A live acoustic performance from Sonic1029's Booster Juice Listener Lounge. If you enjoy the show, follow me on Twitter at Laneroo, L-A-Y-N-E-R-O-O, or on Facebook.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
It's not true. The rumor is not true. Drinking bleach will not make you immune to Ebola, despite what you might read on Facebook. The rumor started earlier this week on social media and spread like Ebola. Well, this is neat. Select Starbucks have a new promotion offering customers the chance to win free coffee every day for 30 years. On one hand, it's just a coffee. On the other, coffee was about a dollar when I was a teenager. Now it's about $3. That's a 200% increase. Let's call that a 100% increase every 10 years. At that rate, in 30 years, that same large coffee will likely cost you $24. That final year, you'll be getting like $9,000 worth of coffee. It's quite the deal. And you hear all the time about people who are allergic to dogs. Well, a pet owner in Indianapolis got some interesting news from her dog's veterinarian. Her dog is allergic to people. There's currently a fundraising effort underway to cover the Black Labs treatment plan. You know, I told my dad that story, and he told me he's actually got a cure out behind the barn. I feel kind of stupid now. I didn't even realize there was an allergy treatment center back there.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
It was on this date in 1797, the world's first parachute jump took place. That guy's got stones. Fun fact, it was actually a failed attempt to end it all. An attempt thwarted by a really baggy pair of culottes. And you've no doubt heard by now that famed fashion designer Oscar de la Renta passed away. Wait, fashion designer? I thought that was just what they called Oscar the Grouch on French Sesame Street. No? All right. Well, also settling in for a long dirt nap, actor Gerard Parks. Now, you may not know the name, but if you're over age 30, chances are you're familiar with his work. He played the only human character on Fraggle Rock. He was 90. No, I was a big fan of his work, and I'd probably be a little more broken up, but I just figured he passed away like 15 or 20 years ago. And finally, we all know the story of how famed post-impressionist painter Vincent van Gogh cut off his own ear and gave it to a prosti as a gift. A Russian performance artist has copied the stunt to protest his country's authoritarian regime. His name is Peter Pavlensky. He first rose to fame after nailing his privies to the ground. He sounds like a fun guy to have at a party, no?
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Ebola, shootings, lockers filled with dead babies. It's kind of a tough week to look on the bright side, wouldn't you agree? Oof. Well, let's address the elephant in the room that is Renee Zellweger's face. For those who don't know, she appeared at the Women in Hollywood Awards on Monday, looking like a completely different person. The media at large attributed the change to loads of plastic surgery. Zellweger has since addressed the issue, saying that it's just because she's leading a happier, more fulfilling life. Which evidently stretches your face tighter than a piece of saran wrap over a plate of leftovers and causes your mouth to look like you were stung by 1,000 bees. I will say, though, celebs have it rough. Had she appeared just looking older, well, people probably would have criticized her for that, too. And I think you'll agree that one of the worst things about ducking into a Timmy's or a Starbucks for a quick coffee, it's the lines, right? Well, Starbucks is reportedly testing out a new mobile app that'll allow you to pre-order your drink before you get there, thus skipping the line completely. And while the idea does sound promising, I imagine it being like the prepay pumps at the gas station. You know, you'll walk into a completely empty store and the barista will regret to inform you that, sorry, man, this store is pre-order only. Yes.
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
Exactly 1 week from Halloween, and the makers of Camel cigarettes have banned smoking in the workplace. Reynolds American, the second largest tobacco company in North America, no longer allows people to smoke in their offices. I'm not sure if I'm more surprised that they're banning it, period, or more surprised that they didn't do it long ago. You know, my wife is younger than me. It completely shocks her when I tell her that I remember smoking in restaurants. You watch old newscasts. The anchors used to smoke while they were on the air. Doctors would have a dart hanging off their lip. Well, they'd be listening to your breathing through their stethoscopes. Hard to even imagine smoking anywhere public now. Remnants of a bygone era. You know, like when police detectives used to keep a bottle of whiskey in their desk drawers. Hey, guys, let's get a little tight, walk around with a loaded gun, and call it a career. And one expert now says that 120 years of age may be the limit for human life. The instances of those living beyond is so rare, it's unlikely the threshold will ever go higher. This contradicts claims from another doctor earlier this year who said breakthroughs could potentially extend human life to 500 years. 500! Ugh. On one hand, that could mean 400-plus years of seniors' discounts. It could also mean 400-plus years without bladder control. I'll let you do the math on that one, champ.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
TV news, TLC has canceled Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. The announcement came just one day after it was revealed that Mama June is dating a convicted child molester who previously sexually abused one of her relatives. TLC says supporting the health and welfare of these remarkable children is our only priority. I don't know if remarkable would be the word I would have chosen to describe Honey Boo Boo, but I'm glad that some morals prevailed. And Ebola.com has been sold for $200,000. The guy who bought it reportedly paid just $13,500. That's a handsome little return on investment. 1,400%? Friday was payday, so I bought monkeyflu.com and goatherpes.com just in case. Keeping my fingers crossed. And speaking of Ebola, Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen has donated $100 million to fight the disease. $100 million! It's four times what Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg gave, more than three times our entire country's contribution to the cause. You know, just for that, next time my PC freezes up, instead of freaking out and throwing a temper tantrum, I will take a second and think kindly about his generosity before I kick the computer tower off my desk.
The Lane Mitchell Show, podcast from Sonic1029.com.